don't move me. I'll be okay. Are you all right? Why did this have to happen on our wedding night? Huh? Seems like all we had was one big blast and then... Well, we always said we'd be together to the last. I guess you were right, honey. We were driving too fast. The most beautiful bride, and I was filled with such pride as you walked to me down the aisle. While the music played, I prayed for you with all my heart, because I knew we would never part. So here we are, together to the last. I guess you were right, honey. We were driving too fast. I would have loved you like no one else could ever love you. Yeah, come on, now, no tears, at least that I can see. Now you have your whole life to live, and so much love to give, so don't waste it all on me. You just promise me that every once in a while, when you're alone, you'll think of the happy times we had together, and the way I kissed you, and planning our new home. It's just so unfair that it had to end so soon. All we had was a 2-hour honeymoon.
Demo take one.
I'm ready.
Dean, what? Get it right. Jan and Leave Dean, demo take two.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night when an XKE pulled up on the right. Rolled down the window of a shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, my mill's running fine. Let's come off the line now at Sunset and Vine. I'll go you one better if you've got the nerve. Let's race all the way to Dead Man's Curve. While we sat at the light, we both fought the clutch when the light turned green. You should have heard the whine from my screaming machine. I flew past the Brea Schwab and Crescent Heights, and all that Jack could see were my six tail lights. He passed me at Domini and I started to swerve. I pulled her out and there we were, Dead Man's Curve.
Remember, Doc, I started to swerve.
And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight.
And this I found out for myself, that everyone was right.
Welcome back from Dead Man's Curve.
him not to drag anymore, but he sped off in a roar. I knew he'd head for Dead Man's Curve, just to prove he had the nerve.
Don't drag no more,
baby, please.
Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more.
I'm so afraid when you go to the strip
again.
Can't help but think this may be your last trip. Dragging me so much to you, there's nothing I can do but say.
Don't drag no more,
baby, please.
Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more.
Why can't you ever say no to a drag? You see, if you raise, I get mad
again.
Baby, please hear what I say. Won't you put your keys away for me?
Don't drag no more.
Baby, please.
Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more.
In years, you could hear them burning rubber as they shifted through the gears. They must have lost their senses in their trail of smoke and flame, cause you had to be a maniac to play that crazy game. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken! The laughter of the couples could be heard above the roar as they headed toward each other with their paddles to the floor. One that held it showed that he was not afraid to die, and the one that turned aside would hear the winning couple's cry. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken! They knew they'd all be losers if they ever had a tie, but the closer they could make it seem, the louder they would cry. The kicks were always greatest when they had the closest shape, and the voices coming back were like an echo from the grave. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken! And then one night it happened, cause the devil had his way. He was flicking off the seconds that were left for them to play. There might have been a winner, but they had no way to tell, for the couples all were dead and there was no one left to yell. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken!
Jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped up sickle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Well,
Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, Mother, I love you. He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her and everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped up sickle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. She begged him not to leave. She said, I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve. But her tears were shed in vain, and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. Then he took off like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise. But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway
this is the story of a boy and a girl who tried to find happiness in an unfriendly world.
Two young lovers running away. They don't care what people say.
They were told they were wrong for each other
by her father, by his mother.
Star-crossed lovers, crossed by fate. They tried to wait, but temptation was too great.
Two young lovers in an old car. They don't care just where they're going,
just so long as it's good and far
from their folks who need some showing.
Star-crossed lovers, pray to heaven above keep them safe and protect their love.
Hiding all day, driving all night, cold and hungry, holding tight. They look toward heaven to find their star. They never saw the oncoming car.
Fate was unkind. They ran out of money, and they ran out of time.
Two young lovers on their way back, four sad parents dressed in black,
and in heaven two stars shine bright.
Who's to say?
Before I awake from the ceiling, my coffee cup trips, while out my window the horizon does flips. The worst part was hitting the ground, not the feeling so much as the sound. Can't help but wonder if all this is real, 'cause tonight is night I fell asleep at the wheel. Rubberneck traffic and passers-by, slow-motion Walter, the fire engine guy. Stand around with their mouths open wide. Heard some idiot ask if someone's inside. Jaws of life, they tried and they tried. Nobody here can know how I feel, 'cause tonight is the night I felt. asleep at the wheel. I guess it's over now, 'cause I've never seen so much, never seen so much, never seen so much, never seen so much. I guess it's over now, 'cause I've never seen so much, never seen so much, never seen so much love. In all the confusion, there's something serene. I'm just a posthumous part of the scene. Now I'm floating above, looking in as the radio blares and wheels spin. I can see my face slump with a grin, and you're the last thing on my mind. You're the last thing on my mind.
Beware. beneath the wave. My sweetheart, my darling, lost at Morro Bay. Missing while surfing, oh, how can I go on? Sweet 16 and missing, my piggy Sue is gone. We'd made plans on Saturday night to go surfing on Sunday morning. So in my cut-down Woody, I drove to her house and honked the horn. Gee, she looked so nice as I met her on the lawn. And she looked up and whispered, I love you. And my whole world was a song. With my darling by my side, we started toward Morro Bay, never dreaming that tragedy awaited us that day. Sweet 16 and missing, my Peggy Sue is gone. The beach was crowded when we arrived, but in a while we found the gang from school. And with our surfboards by our side, we ran to the water, cold and blue. So much in love and so happy, we stopped to rest on the sand. Then we saw a giant wave start and ran out to meet it holding hands. The biggest wave I ever saw suddenly began to break, and somehow by a miracle I rode it in. But for Peggy Sue, it was too late. Sweet 16 and missing, my Peggy Sue is gone. Now, sometimes at night, when the surf is quiet, I walk with a lonely tide and pretend that she's still here and walking by my side. And it helps to fight the loneliness, for I believe that it's so, that we'll meet again someday when it's my turn to go. So no matter where you are, my darling, my home, my Peggy Sue, wait for me, for soon I'll join you. And remember, I'll always love you. Sweet 16 and missing, my Peggy Sue is gone.
This could be called USA.
American Teenagers Today.
Got back while taking a bath. You smashed your head on the towel rack. Your father, he cried, and your mother, she cried. But when they told me, Valerie, you had already died.
Valerie,
Valerie,
in the chapel I stand.
As much as I could, I could.
Valerie,
Valerie,
I'll join you there someday. Then one day, Mrs. Jones got a call. The dean of the school told her of Tommy's bad luck.
While driving to school, killed by a Big Mac truck. Beep, beep.
Now in the chapel,
boing, boing,
the mothers
the
were
mother's
there.
Duty
the fathers were there.
again.
Bong, 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 bong.
Ooh, ah.
Okay, hello once again. You know what that means. It's time. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And this week, nothing but bad news, destruction, starvation, floods, famine, earthquakes, volcanoes, gamma ray radiation, and whatever else you can think about. It's all just one big tragedy. Oh, God, here we go again. So anyway, we started with a guy named Paul Hampton. Paul Hampton is still around, I believe. This was from 1960, called The Two-Hour Honeymoon. He used to work mostly as a songwriter with Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And not many people know this or will admit it, but he's the guy that actually wrote the song, My Mother the Car. Okay? Blink 182 after that, Dead Man's Curve. Don't Drag No More with Susan Lynn. Remember her? Me either. Couldn't find any information about her. After that, Chicken. That was Cheers. Cheers featured Bert Convy in their lineup. This is from 1955. Bert, of course, was quite a staple on game shows. He was in a whole bunch of movies and other TV shows. Forgot to notice if he's still alive or not. I'll leave that up to you. And then after that, from Canada, came The Diamonds from 1955, Black Denim Trousers and Motorcycle Boots. Not sure if that was the original or not. Probably not. So, that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. Twisted Sister. Yeah, right. Twisted Sister after that. Leader of the Pack. Star-Crossed Lovers was The Mystics. Mystics you would remember from their hit Hushabye. At one time, they included Paul Simon in their lineup. This is from 1961, Star-Crossed Lovers. Okay, did I make that perfectly clear? Good. Bare Naked Ladies after that. Tonight's the Night I Fell Asleep at the Wheel. Tragic. After that, The Elvis Resurrection, which was an imposter named Jimmy Ellis, and that was J. Frank Reynolds' Last Kiss. Done quite competently, I would say. After that, The Sentinels and The Surfing Tragedy. Boy, that was really, really tragic. And the fact that people died was pretty bad, too. Let's see, Tommy D after that, missing while surfing. What a horrible thing. That's why it's a disaster song, right? And then Valerie, kind of a spoof there from the Mark III. No information on who the Mark III were, but I'm sure they would admit it if you asked them. Otherwise, don't bother. So we did the teenage tragedy set there. Coming up, we have just kind of a bunch of other ways you can get what you're not deserving. So listen up. Don't let this happen to you.
Today is my wedding day. I've waited so long. We'll all kneel down to pray, and then they'll play our song. The flowers will smell so sweet, the preacher's voice will ring, our friends will fill every seat, my folks won't say a thing. Oh, I'm coming to the chapel, tell me love, I pray to be your bride. I'm going to the chapel, Jimmy Love, I'll soon be by your side. I remember how we first met and how my heart was stirred. You danced with no one else, and yet you hardly said a word. But later on that very night, you kissed me hard and fast. I knew then you were Mr. Right. I found you now at last. Oh, I'm going to the chapel, Jimmy Love.
It rained a few nights ago as I walked home with Jim. I didn't mind the storm, no, because I was with him. When suddenly lightning flashed and struck a tree above, and with a dreadful roar it crashed and killed my Jimmy Love. Oh, I'm going to the chapel, Jimmy Love, to say our last goodbye. I'm going to the chapel, Jimmy Love, but our love
named Charlie had the best cafe in town, where parents, kids, and grandma too could come in and sit down. The sudden rise in pistol packing burned old Charlie's hide, so he posted a sign above the door: leave your guns outside, boys, leave them in your car, kids, leave your guns outside. The city's top attorney came to see him the next day at the request of a local member of the NRA. He told old Charlie open carry was legal and bona fide, but Charlie said, I must insist, leave your guns outside, boys, or go eat somewhere else, kids. Leave your guns outside. The next day, twice as many yahoos came inside with guns, and Charlie talked him into leaving, all except just one, who yelled about attacks on the Second Amendment he could not abide. But you terrorists won't win in my place, said Charlie. Take your guns outside, hoss, or don't come in here again, jerk. Leave your guns outside. The Yahoo laughed at Charlie, for he saw that flying kick, and Charlie knocked that fella out with just one easy lick. I was in the special forces and I've seen what guns can do, and I ain't about to take no guff from a toy soldier like you, son. This cafe is my home, kid. Leave your guns outside.
Every morning at the office you can see him arrive. He stands 6'2" and weighs 195. Now some don't like him, some think he's hip, but all agree he gives a lot of lip. Big Don.
Big Don. Big Don.
Big Bad Don. The Donald.
Big Don.
Now it's no secret where the money came from. He appeared on the scene with a mighty sum. He doesn't smoke, never had a drink, but about that hair, his barber stinks, Big Don. Now the road to the White House is muddy and rough. If you want to win, you gotta talk tough. Lay your cards on the table, think with your gut, make America great. Who cares if you're a nut, Big Don?
Big Don. Big Don.
Big Bad Don.
Big Don.
Then came the day of the big debate. He was number one. Must have been fate. Bush was praying, so was Cruz. Trump got applause, they got booed, except Don. Then Megyn Kelly stepped up to the plate. She asked Big Don, is it women you hate? Don just smiled, said, it's not true. Maybe Rosie O'Donnell, but certainly not you.
Big Don,
Big Bad Don,
Big Don.
Well, he came out a winner, went up in the polls. People love this guy, the young and the old. Will he stay on top? Only time will tell. Meanwhile, he's gonna raise some hell, Big Don. Got his own jet plane, plays golf all day, rolls on like a tank, nothing gets in his way. He's got swagger and juice, tries to play fair. Now if he just do something with that frickin' hair.
Big Don, Big Don,
Big Bad Don,
Big Don.
Now there's a long, long time till that November date. Who knows what'll happen? We'll just have to wait. But this I can say without a doubt. This guy has got a big, big mouth. Big Don.
Big Don. Big Don.
Big Bad Don.
Big Don.
Trump Tower.
Big Don.
Trump Resorts.
Big Don.
Trump Golf.
Big Don.
Mr. President.
Big Don. Big Don. Big Don.
Moody River, more deadly than the vein is nigh. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life. Last Saturday evening I came to the old oak tree that stands beside the river where you were to meet me. On the ground your glove I found with a note addressed to me. Red, dear love, I've done you wrong. Now I must set you free. No longer can I live with this hurt and this sin. I just couldn't tell you that girl was just a friend. Moody River, more deadly than the vein is nigh. My baby's life. I looked into the muddy water and what could I see? I saw a lonely, lonely face just looking back at me. Tears in her eyes and a prayer on her lips. The glove of her lost love at her fingertips. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest night.
Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's
down in old Nova Scotia. Moose River, it seems, is the name. Three Canadians on Easter Sunday to the tumble-down gold mine they came. They descended the mine for inspection, never dreaming fate trailed them close by. With a crash that gave them no warning, entombed in that mine there to die. Brave men from all over the country volunteered to give up their lives. They slaved with unceasing efforts. It seemed that death they defied. Long days and nights they have labored, turn back when great cave-ins fell, while far below patiently waiting, three men were in one living hell. Many times turn back when near rescue, fate seemed always blocking their way. With a prayer on their lips they worked onward, we must win, we must win, pray we may. On Sunday they got their first message from the men prison far, far below. Can you help us? They heard the men calling. Our sufferings God above only knows. Next message filled all hearts with sorrow as they heard them say one pal is gone. We are trying our best to hold on, boys. Do your best, don't make it too long. At last the great strain, it was broken. A miner out of breath brought the news. We have won the great fight he was calling. At last we have dug our way through. That great fight against the dark angel, it is one fighting heart all the way. Still a tragedy came with the rescue from the tomb of those terrible days. Now, friends, this story is ending with hardships of many a day. But this rescue will go down in history, but the gold mine down Moose River way.
We caught our flight on a cold, dark night from Nashville. We did sail. We rose up high in the western sky, and so begins my tale. Apache Lake was our first mistake. Canyons deep and red rocks high. So peaceful it seemed, there is barely a breeze. A better spot you couldn't find. We all know that feeling when the wind starts to blow and the calm of the morning slips away. The skies turn dark, bring a mighty swell, talking about White Cat Hill. It came up quick like no other trip. Trapped on the water miles from shore. Little did we know the rain would turn to snow and chill our bodies to the core. We all know that feeling when the wind starts to blow and the calm of the morning slips away. The skies turn dark, bring a mighty swell, talking about White Cat Hill.
I fished with some of the best around the whole world. Bill Dance, the John L. But this was one for the record books. A story that our grandchildren will tell. I said more than one prayer that day, and we made it back by God's grace. Ain't it something how Mother Nature always puts us in her place? We all know that feeling when the wind starts to blow and the calm of the morning slips away, slips away. The skies turn dark and bring a mighty swell. Talking about White Cat Bell. I'm talking about White Cat Hell.
Sad, sad story of the Akron Queen of the Air. Once a triumph of the Navy, now but a memory there. We can always replace an aircraft in beauty every way. But we can't replace those brave souls who lost their lives that day. 73 good men have perished. They all died at their post. 73 passed on to glory out on that Jersey coast. Our hearts cry with the families of the gallant souls that are gone. The 73 souls that perished in that tragedy of the dawn. Sailed from Lakehurst 7:30 Monday night. An awesome silvery beauty that started on its flight. An enraged element called lightning with fury in its grip destroyed what was once such beauty, destroyed that noble ship. Surely angels up in heaven all wept as they looked on, weeping for the souls that perished, for those gallant souls that dawned. Surely that great judge in heaven, as he sits upon his throne, will welcome these gallant heroes into his heavenly home.
Ship called fighting men, both of honor and of fame.
She flew the stars and stripes of the land of the free,
but tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
Oh, tell me what were the names, tell me what were the names. Did you have a friend of good will and James? Tell me what were the names, tell me what were the names. Did you have a friend of good will and James?
100 men went down to their dark and watery grave when that good ship went down. 44 was saved. Was the last day of October. They saved 44 from the dark, icy waters of that cold Iceland shore.
Oh, tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names? Did you have a friend of the good will and change? Oh, tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names? Did you have a friend of the good will and change?
It was there in the dark of that cold and watery night. They watched for the U-boat and they waited for a fight.
Then a wind and a rock and a great explosion's roar.
They laid the Reuben James on the cold ocean floor.
Oh, tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names? Did you have a friend of the good Reuben James? Tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names? Did you have a friend of the good Reuben James?
Many years have passed since those brave men are gone. Those cold, icy waters, they're still and they're calm. Many years have passed, and still I wonder why the worst of men must fight, and the best of men must die.
Oh, tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names? Did you have a friend of the good rules and chains? Tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names?
You've heard of the Grasper disaster and the terrible price that was paid. 262 colliers were lost and 3 men of the rescue brigade. It occurred in the month of September. At 3 in the morning, that pit was rocked by a violent explosion, dear God, in the Dennis where gas lay so thick. Well, the gas in the downstate section, it was packed there like snow in a drift. And many a man had to leave the coal face before he had worked out his shift. A fortnight before the explosion, to the shot firer Tomlinson cried, "If you fire that shot, we'll be all blown to hell." And no one could say that he lied. Oh, the foreman reports they are missing, the records of 42 days. And the colliery manager had them destroyed to cover his criminal ways. But the Lord Mayor of London's collecting to help all our children and wives. And the owners have sent some white lilies, dear God, to pay for the poor collier's lives. Well, down in the pits they are lying. They died for 9 shillings a day. They worked out their shift, and now they must lie in the darkness until judgment day. Farewell to our wives and our children. Farewell to our comrades as well. And don't send your sons down the dark, dreary pits. They'll be damned like the sinners in hell.
Little farm, a place they love so well. A town in North Saskatchewan, quiet countryside. No reason found for the tragedy of why 9 people died. The little girl that's left behind, her family now gone. We'll bow in prayer for her and them who are watching from beyond. All the people in that countryside will mourn for weeks to come. For the family that were shot to death, all 9 one by one. Many tears fell at the graveside where they're now laid to rest. They'll not go home to that little farm, the place that they love best. A little girl by the window, and she's standing there tonight. Her eyes are filled with misty tears, her heart is filled with fright. She doesn't know what happened, and she just don't understand. Thank God she missed the slayer's gun that was so close at hand. But the sun will rise tomorrow, and life it will go on. Some won't be here while others are, and if so, for how long? The world seems cruel more often now, and won't change, so they say. There's heavy parts in the countryside up near Shell Lake Way. All the people in that community will mourn for weeks to come. For the family that were shot to death, all 9 one by one. Many tears fell at the graveside where they're now laid to rest. They'll not be home to that little farm, the place they love the best. No, they won't be home to the little farm, a place they love the best.
Twas an afternoon in springtime, folks were jolly everywhere. For an entertainment, never dreamed that death was near. To a little country schoolhouse, neighbors thinking they would go, they would have a jolly evening at the children's little show. We could hear those children singing, the voices ringing clear and sweet. Never dreamed in all their joy of the fate they were to meet. But their joys all were blighted, they began to scream in rage. When our lamp that evening, stringing fire upon the stage. It was on that fatal evening, they could not control the fire. They made a madly dash for freedom, but they perished in the fire. You could hear those children screaming while the flames were rolling high. Daddy, come and get your baby. Will you stand and let it die? Their brave daddies, they were trying to their little ones to go. But the brave old fellas perished, went with them up from the show. The little children, they were trampled in that mighty rolling flame. Others on that night were screaming, death was dealing just the same. There's the longest spot at Cleveland, nights we've danced around and wired. There's a monument erected, tell the story of the fire. You could hear those children screaming while the flames were rolling high. Daddy, come and get your baby. Will you stand and let it die?
Okay, let's see if I can get this playlist while I'm juggling all these flaming hoops and stuff. All right, should be interesting. Get your cameras ready. You can put this on YouTube. Let's see, we started that set with Kathy Carroll from 1961. That was Jimmy Love. Got squashed by a tree. And I checked. I timed it out. She holds that last note for a good 10 seconds. Good strong voice on that one. The force is strong. Jim Terry, after that, Leave Your Guns Outside from 2013. Ron McCloskey, after that, Big Don, after the biggest tragedy of all. You know who I'm talking about. Moody River was Kitty Wells, of course. Could not resist that one at all, ever. That was a big number one hit for Pat Boone in 1961. But nobody does it like Kitty. Let's see, the Moose River Gold Mine was Wilf Carter. You may know him as Montana Slim. That comes from 1936. Wilf Carter was from Canning, Nova Scotia. Not too far from here, I guess. I have no idea where it is, but I promise to look for it someday. And I'll let you know. Whitecap Hell, after that, from Porter Wagoner. Mr. Grand Ole Opry himself, best noted for introducing the world to Dolly Parton in 1967. Also, you know, for a thousand other hits as well. The Crash of the Akron, which was an airship, crashed shortly after leaving, I guess it was Lakewood, same place as the Hindenburg died. But that happened on July 2nd of 1912, and that was Bob Miller bemoaning the fact, okay? Sinking of the Reuben James was the Kingston Trio. Kingston Trio, of course, could not be touched by anybody in terms of popularity. The Reuben James itself was sunk by a submarine in October of 1941, Halloween Day, 1941. A month plus before Pearl Harbor. Imagine that. And then after that, the Gresford disaster from Stuart Cameron. That was a mine in Wales. 266 people were killed and only 11 were recovered. That happened in September of 1934. The Shell Lake disaster, also a real disaster. That was Irvine Fries and his daughter Jacqueline, happened in Saskatchewan. The Peterson family, 9 members killed just like that. And then the Dixon Brothers, Schoolhouse Fire. No explanation necessary for that. I do have a couple more of, let's call them future tragedies. And mark them down. See if I'm not right, okay? In the meantime, I'll see you next week. That much I can be sure of.
Fukushima, Fukushima mama.
She been to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The same she did to them men, what she could do to you. Cause she's a Fukushima mama, and she's just about to blow her top. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. And when she starts erupting, ain't nobody gonna make her stop. She drank a quart of sake, smoked dynamite, chase it with her backy, and then shoot out the light. Cause she's a Fukushima mama, and she's just about to blow her top. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. And when she starts erupting, ain't nobody gonna make her stop. Call her crazy, stone deaf and dumb, but she could cause destruction just like the atom bomb. Cause she's a Fukushima mama, she's just about to blow her top. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. And when she starts erupting, ain't nobody gonna make her stop. You could talk about her, say that she's mean, she'll blow your head off, man, with nitroglycerine. Cause she's a Fukushima mama, and she's just about to blow her top. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. And when she starts erupting, ain't nobody gonna make her stop. Well, let's give it a try. Nagasaki, Hiroshima too, the same she did to them men, what she could do to you. Cause she's a Fukushima mama, she's just about to blow her top. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. And when she starts erupting, ain't nobody gonna make her stop. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. Fukushima, Fukushima mama. And when she starts erupting, ain't nobody gonna make her stop.
Scientists believe that a gamma ray burst coming from a distance several thousand light years away and lasting only seconds could create havoc on any planet in its path. In fact, some scientists believe that a gamma ray burst may have caused one of the worst mass extinctions in our planet's history.
In the last 500 million years, there have been five major mass extinction events. And of those five mass extinctions, the mass extinction at the end of the Ordovician period is probably the second most severe. Probably 70% of all the species that were alive at that time go extinct.
Scientists estimate that if a gamma ray burst were responsible for the Ordovician extinction, it originated from a star system approximately 6,000 light years away. Practically next door in astronomical terms.
By contrast, if it were much closer than 6,000 light years, it could basically incinerate the entire surface of the planet.
If a gamma ray burst did strike the Earth 440 million years ago, could it happen again?
There's food on the floor, there's cots everywhere, there's blood on the door. I just wanna buy some snacks and get back home, but these ghouls are trying to eat my bones. When I finally get home, I turn on the TV. The undead on the evening news is all I can see. So I pop in a movie and I try to relax. Listen to me while I tell you some facts. Fact, the zombie apocalypse is messing up my week. The internet is always down, can't update the Twitter stream. The zombie apocalypse, it wouldn't be so bad if these zombies hadn't bitten my mom and dad, I decapitated them and now they buried him back. I called my friend to see if he could come by my place. By the time he reached my door, he was missing his face. I feel kinda bad that I did not let him in, but without his lips he still had a grin. The zombie apocalypse is messing up my week. It's hard to watch the Daily Show over all the cries and screams. The zombie apocalypse, I'd rather fight a shark. I read in a book that you can punch them in the eye, but sharks are my problem, yeah, and zombies are. I've never seen so many girls outside without their clothes on. Normally I think that's awesome, but it's actually a turnoff, cause I'm not into necrophilia, that's a fact. Zombies moving slow, I feel like Jackie Joyner. Cursed, they're like the popular kid in school, and everybody wants a piece of me, but they can't, cause I like my pieces intact. Out here by myself, the food's running low, there's dust on the shelf, but at least I have the voices arguing in my head, which is much better than being undead.